This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
In less than a single month, the Department of Government Efficiency has already saved over 55. This is just a short period of time. $55 billion. And we're just getting started. That's nothing compared to the numbers that you're talking about, right? We're ending trillions of dollars in waste, and it'll mean much lower inflation, lower interest rates, lower payments on mortgages, credit cards, car loans, and much higher stock markets. I think the stock market's going to be great. In other words, we will rapidly grow our economy by dramatically shrinking the federal government, and we have to do it.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to watch what President Trump has accomplished in a really short period of time when you think about it. But he really needs the help of Congress to make those deeper cuts that will last, right? To really affect, to downsize government. We got John Pudner on the phone with us this morning, senior advisor to the Faith and Freedom Coalition. And John, welcome back. How are you?
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Yeah. So taking a look at this package that they're working on, this reconciliation deal that where Republicans really don't need Democrat votes to get this passed. What can they really get accomplished here? What are you seeing in there?
Well, I think the first thing is just reversing the whole trend and going after, you go after everything. Trump's a negotiator. I'm certainly they're going to hit a few things that say, oh, that actually is an essential need. But this idea that some of the liberal press coming back with it, well, they haven't proven there's waste. My gosh. I mean, no one in the country doesn't believe there's huge waste. And you know, it's just Americans' common sense. Five of your wealthiest seven counties surround D.C. I mean, it's just federal government growth at the expense of everyone else in the country. So, you know, set the tone first, and having someone with someone with Doge's and Musk ability to go in and just root it out and see what we can get rid of and reverse the trend on runaway spending.
You know, I said this earlier. It's pretty obvious a month into his second term why the people in the establishment were so involved in trying to, number one, prevent him from getting elected to begin with, and then trying to get him kicked out of office when he was in office and trying to keep him from getting reelected, because he's impacting things they built in over a number of years to support the deep state, if you will, and he's taken an axe to it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Absolutely. And just to anyone who's seen huge budgets get going knows that people try to work things into them. So whether it's, you know, USAID overseas or you're watching some of the shenanigans there, yes, obviously they, you know, they scream the loudest when you're getting close to finding their money. And just to set this whole tone, and then, you know, it can add to what you said at the beginning, and even imprison him, you know, anything to stop this from happening. And, you know, he's serious this time. And, you know, we're having debates over whether, you know, the money should be given back in a tax refund or pay down the deficit. I mean, either one of those is a win. I mean, if we're having that discussion, that's great. It means we're not doing the alternative, which is just keep spending and taking care of people's pet money on the side.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about, because Mark and I were having that discussion about him supposedly cutting $5,000 checks to people with all this money that Doge has saved. I mean, do we think that's the right move? Should this money instead just be poured all into debt?
Yeah, I think there's a good argument for both. I might tend toward the debt argument, but again, it's two good options. You know, I'm glad this is the discussion we're having, and I think it's a fair discussion. And there's some difference of opinion. Then, you know, does it long term help us more to finally just get a hold of the debt and pay it down? Or, of course, a lot of people would like to see a check. I remember after the Bush 2000 election, it was very nice to send every American a check. You know, right after that, say, you know, we've got a surplus. Why is the government keeping it? So that's certainly one option. But at some point, yeah, we do have to show fiscal restraint. And, yeah, I tend toward the pay down the debt. But again, both good options.
Yeah, it's true. We have the Hancock Amendment here in Missouri that has stifled Democrats for many years. They hated it. And basically, it was an amendment that limited the amount of taxes and fees the state could raise. And if it exceeded that, they had to write a check back to the taxpayers of the state of Missouri. It put a limit on government. And I'm with Kim here. I mean, I like the idea of getting a $5,000 check. But if that money could be better used to downsize government or pay off some of this debt, I know it wouldn't directly go to pay it off, but you got to start somewhere, right?
That's right. And I think the argument for paying down the debt is, you know, if you do infuse as much money into the system, which obviously Biden did, you do risk inflation. So does that check look good, but does that actually continue inflation as opposed to paying down debt? Yeah, so that's a fair question. Your dollar's either going to stretch further or you're going to get a check, and those are both good options.
Do you think Donald Trump has shocked the left in this country to the point that they're in disarray? I mean, obviously, John, when you look at it, they've gone to court now to try to stop him, these attorneys general. They've lost several decisions recently in court about whether or not he's got the authority to do what he's doing. I mean, at the end of the day, though, if Congress doesn't step in, none of that change is permanent, right?
That's right. And obviously the trend toward just governing by executive orders goes back now several presidents. U.S. Congress just hasn't really functioned that well, just continuing resolutions, et cetera. So, but I think the interesting thing as far as the political ramifications is, in the most recent Gallup polling, Republicans are 14 points more liked than the Democrats. Now neither is liked. It's like Republican 44 favorable, 48% negative, but the Democrats are 14 points worse. That's the best Republican edge ever, except for 3 days right after George W. Bush was reelected. I mean, this is historic, the difference, and it's really how bad people think the Democrats are. And so I think just these common sense, you know, moves he's making, people are for him. Now, of course, you're going to get in the weeds and realize you've cut something that hits close to home for someone. Of course, we know there are going to be times when, or maybe that was really essential, but the overall mood is do something. If you have to back off on 20% of it after going through the whole budget, fine.
You know, I know you're running Faith and Freedom now. Tell people about that, because the idea was to get people of faith to the ballot box. How did those efforts work out for you, in your opinion, in 2024?
It was fantastic. We had incredible numbers. And I'd started this back in Bush 2000, working for Ralph Reed, who's the national chair, and had done all the states, including Missouri was a real battleground there. You hear, we're happy to pull it out. I'm glad it's gotten more conservative over time.
Sure has.
But we did, you know, the 59% Catholic vote for Trump, that's by far the most Catholic vote for a Republican ever. You know, evangelical vote was still about 80%. But more important, there were heavier turnout in those groups. Much heavier turnout. And, you know, we had almost half of conservative faith-based voters not vote in 2020, and that was reversed. So it really was a difference. You know, elections are more about turnout than persuasion, and I think people realized what was at stake in 2024, and just getting a lot of materials out to churches, we were able to turn them out. And we got a Supreme Court race up in Wisconsin now that's the next one, and then there's Virginia, New Jersey governor. So yeah, even these off years, there are elections some places in the country where faith-based voters need to turn out.
Yeah, and wow. Thank you very much for those efforts as well, because you're right. I'd not heard that number about Catholic voters, but that's huge.
Well, I think, you know, I'm encouraged to hear what you guys are doing and the results you had, and I'm so grateful for all the work you did to do that. But it still is, quite frankly, depressing to me as a Christian to go back to that Barna research that showed that 32 million church-going Christians plan to sit out the election. So what more could be done, should be done to get people, quite frankly, off their butts and to get them to care and see the value in voting in these elections?
You know, what we put out, we don't put out hit pieces at all on anyone. We just put out a side-by-side comparison that goes through issues, you know, so if someone wants men and women sports, or, you know, doesn't like Israel or whatever, that's fine. So that's an option. You know, that's one of the candidates. And but most people, yeah, I think side with the conservatives on that. But we just find this side by side format. I mean, I'm having another 100,000 printed now for the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, that's just the April 1st. It's the next race in the country. But we just found the side-by-side, that's when your churchgoer, who doesn't really like a lot of negative back and forth, sees a nice picture of both candidates, says, oh, wait, this is about six really important issues. This isn't about if I you know, wouldn't elect Donald Trump to be my pastor. You know, I mean, that's it's about getting things done. So yeah. I think that's what it takes, fair comparisons on issues.
Well, John, if people want to find out more about the organization, how do they do that?
Yeah, the hot one right now is Wisconsin FFC. That's Wisconsin Faith and Freedom Coalition.com. That's just got the hot race in the country right now. So very regular updates. I'm sure we'll post this interview on there, too.
Very good. John Putner, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a great day. Glad we were able to get a hold of him. We had a wrong phone number for him. We were going to talk to him in that last segment, and we had a couple digits off in the phone number, I think. So glad we were able to get a hold of him this morning, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.